grew, the Khmer kingdom faced a stumbling block. When the monsoon finished each year, the fish and water would vanish. So each year, the inhabitants were plunged into drought and hunger.
The Khmer rose to the challenge magnificently. They decided that rather than be at the whim of the monsoon, they would make it work for them. This is part of a vast network of irrigation tunnels that crisscross the whole of Angkor. When the Khmer started digging these in the 9th century, people had seen nothing like them. This was plumbing on a grand scale.
From the air, it's still visible today. Over 1,000 years ago, the Khmers managed to divert a river by 50 miles. They built canals that extended over an area of 400 square miles and dug reservoirs that could hold around 130 billion gallons of monsoon water. With this system, the Khmers seized control of the planet's water cycle. They turned the seasonal rainfall of the monsoon into a reliable, all-year-round water supply. It was an enormous achievement, enabling Angkor at its peak to support a population in excess of 1 million. Thanks to their control of water, the Khmers had built the largest pre-industrial city in the world.
The Khmer hung on until the 15th century, which is when the Kingdom of Angkor finally went to the wall. They were victims of their own success. Their population went through the roof, and they simply outstripped their resources, including, despite all that incredible engineering, including the water supply. I guess that there are limits to what even the mighty monsoon can sustain.
Today we control water on a massive scale. The world's reservoirs now hold over 2,500 cubic miles of water. That's 5 times as much water as in all the rivers on Earth. And because most of it is pooled in the more populated northern hemisphere, away from the equator, the extra weight has slightly changed how the Earth spins on its axis. If not for lunar drag, it would have caused the Earth's rotation to speed up, shortening the day by 2 millionths of a second for the last 40 years.